What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today, we're speaking with Congressman Troy Balderson. Troy, always good to have you. How are you?
I'm good, Wally. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Couple things to throw at you. First off, the administration steadily working to cut back the production of conventional fossil fuels.
Big problem. I don't know how quick I can go with it, but yeah, there's been a couple standards that have come out here in the last month dealing with our energy, tailpipe emissions, and our vehicles. Very concerning. We had a hearing yesterday with the FERC commissioners talking about this, more so on what's impacted by everybody, and it's our grid stability and our grid reliability. People want to be able to walk into their house. They want to be able to turn that switch on and know that their lights are constantly going to come on. But with some recent reports that have come out from RTOs, PJM, which said our grid is a problem, and we're shutting off our base load energy products quicker than what the renewable can carry us through, and making sure that we provide a base load energy for our customers in the 12th Congressional District.
Speaking as an average taxpayer, I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah, you know, that's the message that we're trying to get out, Wally. It's great that you bring that up, because a lot of people don't really follow this stuff. It's not kind of like that hanging fruit out there, but it's the most important thing to us. And as I said earlier, I mean, it's important to people that their electricity comes on when they turn that switch on, but it's also important that they have that stability that it's going to stay on. You know, we need to address this and make sure that we keep our natural gas, and make sure we keep our coal, our nuclear, our baseload energy has to stay intact. We cannot continue to shut these facilities down and make that huge switch to renewable.
Now, today is Flag Day. I'm flying mine proud, and I know you are too. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
We can definitely do the Pledge of Allegiance.
You take the lead. You're the congressman.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
Keep on going, Wally.
For which it stands, one nation, under God.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See, amen to that, brother.
Amen to that. And guess what? So let's talk about that. Flag Day. We introduced a bill today, Make American Flags in America Act. And it requires all American flags displayed on federal property or federal agencies to be manufactured here in the United States from U.S. materials. And I got to give a shout out to Annan Flag Makers, which is located in Coshocton County. It's a sixth generation family owned business. And I've been out to the facility several times back in my state legislature days. It's a great company, great facility, and they employ about 150 people.
You know, I had no idea.
Right down the street from Licking County, Wally.
So you and the family doing good, and I always ask about your mom?
Mom is doing great. She locked her keys in her car yesterday, so we had a little drama going on there. But we got the guy over there, and we got her taken care of. And she'd love to. The groceries are still in the car, so she's all good, though. But it's always a weekly story on Mom. Thanks for asking.
All right. Keep her healthy and happy.
I will. All right. Thanks, Wally.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.